anything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. Don't panic. Super silent mode. It is not intended for children. The oversensitive. Or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ow! This project is this is what happens when you constantly keep your phone on vibrate. I don't even know what ringer I have on my phone.
Hello. Carol the cat. That's me. And hit waves, and then it's like. And
Tiffany,
the technician.
Play it again.
What?
Damn right they shot
first. The hosts.
We're gonna get shot by them first. Guardians of the Geekery, episode 106. Dun dun dun. We've got the UNC Quidditch team.
The UNC
Quidditch team. And unlike somebody else, when we were confused and they didn't actually play Quidditch, you guys actually play it.
Oh, yes.
We verified this a couple weeks ago.
We may have had somebody else on there that we thought was not. Yeah, yeah, they all questioned me like three times. Are you sure they actually play Quidditch? And they do.
Yeah.
But
all
right, before we let you settle in and all, we're going to launch right into the rapid-fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of questions, which you need to answer with a single word or short phrase.
Okay.
If you don't answer quickly enough, we will answer for you.
Stripper
Sometimes
pole.
That answer is stripper pole. All right, so I'm going to start with Gwen. Finish this sentence. I hope they never try to remake
Shrek 3.
All right. Connor, what movie out now do you never need to see?
It's not out anymore, but Free State of Jones.
Okay. Huh. Gwen, favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
I don't remember any of their names, but the blue one.
Okay,
good choice.
Michelangelo.
That's the good one.
Connor, what's your guilty pleasure?
White cheddar popcorn. I've been eating way too much of it lately.
Okay. Would you rather be Batman?
Yes.
Would you rather be stuck in a box with rats, spiders, or snakes?
Rats. Rats are adorable.
What superpower would you like to have?
A lot of them, but probably flying would be my favorite.
Well, that would help with the Quidditch.
All right. If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Caution, feelings inside.
Oh, there you go. Aww. What actor should play you in a movie about your life?
What is that? Okay, last question.
I want to say Tobey Maguire.
I knew it!
Oh.
I knew it. But if Tobey Maguire was a girl... Basically.
There you go. Okay.
Perfect.
That one would be hard to find.
Totally agree.
Batman or Spider-Man?
Oh, Spider-Man all day.
Thank you.
Finish this sentence. Please don't cancel
the Quidditch match.
You can't cancel Quidditch.
Connor, who is your man crush?
Chris Evans.
Oh, thanks.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel. I'm not into the whole superhero thing.
I think this question may be too old for you, but Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
What was the first one?
Monty Python.
Yeah.
Okay. Time to confess. What is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
Oh.
It's CSI Miami.
No, it's the Super Mario Super Show.
Wow.
The trashiest cartoon ever created.
Connor, who's your favorite good guy?
Apollo.
Who's your favorite bad guy?
Oh, I thought you said Greek guy.
Oh.
That is a superhero. I was going with it. Kind of modern?
I'm going to go with Cyclops.
Is your favorite good guy? And who's your favorite bad guy?
Magneto all day.
All right. What color underwear are you wearing?
Probably black. Maybe gray. Probably, no, there's a slight chance of pink.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Like 5% chance of pink.
Connor, capes or no capes?
No capes. Batman Beyond.
If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Probably Archer, because then I could be a secret agent and not care.
What did you have for dinner last night, Connor?
Oh.
Wow.
My mom made some kind of wonderful chicken parmesan with, like, breadcrumbs on it.
Well, there you go.
Lovely.
And you picked an extra one. Oops. So cosplay you would like to try.
Winter Soldier, I'm actually working on one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the hardest part was the metal arm. But what I've done is I've gotten this thin gray athletic shirt that I'm actually adhesiving pieces to.
Oh, that's cool. And you think you've survived, but you haven't. Because now, if you were trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be the number one book that you would make sure was on there?
Would comics be included?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But you're going to have to read it over and over again.
You know what? That's fair. As far as physical books goes, I'm going to go with... There's a collection of short stories by Neil Gaiman that I really enjoy called Fragile Things. And just,
okay, pretty good one.
Yeah.
Gwen?
I would probably bring Great Gatsby.
Ooh.
That's one of my favorite books of
actually,
all time.
That, or,
we just saw the old 1970 film the other day. It was really cool.
Ray Bradbury, actually.
Okay, you're changing it to Ray Bradbury. What musical album?
Ooh,
again, you'd have to listen to it over and over.
I don't know if there is one, though. I guess I'm just going to go with right now the soundtrack to Hamilton.
Okay.
There are only two possible choices here.
Fuck that.
And that is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, or my friend's... She made an album called Saffron, and it is by far one of the best musical achievements I've ever listened to. And I would listen to it over and over every time.
Aww. That's cool.
Unfortunately, her band Hectic January had to break up, but they still have. They're really good. I would recommend them 100%.
I feel like everyone like knows that one band from high school.
Yeah.
And what movie would you watch over and over? It can be a movie series.
Pacific Rim.
Okay.
Eight-Legged Freaks.
Okay.
All day, every day. Favorite movie of all time. I've seen it over 200 times. I know it almost by heart. It is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And what game that you can play on a tablet?
I think Minecraft Pocket Edition, just because if you have time, it'll work.
Pokemon Go, because...
What if you're on an island? What if there's no Pokestops or gems? This was the thing we talked about with Lindsay.
When the Legend of Zelda.
They'll see me on the server, though, and they'll see that I'm there. They'll be like, how did you get there? And they'll look at the map and be like, someone is there. We need to get them off of that island.
And now you have survived the rapid fire response round. Congratulations.
Good team.
Do you feel like you just had a...
No, this is fun.
Had a school. All right. So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
All right. We're with Charlotte Quidditch at UNCC. We're an official school club. I'm Connor, one of the co-presidents. Specifically, I handle internal affairs. So I kind of deal with scheduling practices, making sure everyone's fees are paid.
That's what you do.
I sort of run the team internally.
That was a
when
close
you say
one.
Internal affairs, do you mean like when they're cheating and using magic when they're not?
I mean that is obviously part of it, but also
we try to limit our magic usage on the Quidditch pitch.
Okay.
Chapel Hill doesn't listen though. That's another thing.
We don't have team spite. There's just teams that are
friendly
better than
rivalries
us.
And friendlier rivalries.
Okay, no Victor Crumbs.
No, fortunately not. I'm Gwen. I'm our treasurer. I deal mostly with the all the money.
Yeah.
Basically, everything.
How are you doing? Okay.
We have limited funds.
Paying dues, reimbursing for gas, that sort of thing.
Basically, if something needs to get done, you have to ask me if it can get done.
Right.
Or we know if it can get done. Our other two officers that are not here tonight, we have Kayla. She is our other co-president. She is external affairs, and Connor can explain that.
Her real job is communication with any entity outside the team.
Okay.
She communicates with the school, other
emails,
teams.
The jersey company, just... Anyone that's really outside, that's who she talks to.
Oh, I was thinking of Stranger Things.
Sorry. Anybody on the upside down, that's who
does your nose bleed a lot?
Our final officer, technically not our final, our other officer, Jack, he's the coach of the team. He's the one that runs practices.
Speaking
makes
captain at games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except when he's not at our first tournament. Because he had personal. Yeah, he had stuff to do. He couldn't miss it, but it was sad.
The unofficial officer position right now is Allison, and he's in charge of our social media.
Oh.
But more of kind of a trial run right now because he's a freshman.
Frosh.
What a young kid.
Because we want to make sure he's getting his schoolwork done, I mean, a lot of other things, rather than, like, giving
just
him.
Just do social media. Yeah.
Exactly.
Connor just turned 21, and I'm only 19, so... We're young and
we
we're
hate you
already.
I'm only 15.
Gotta go to a bar-y.
Only 15. Wow.
Yeah. You're like, you look really fucking old for 15. Co-op X-Men
game.
And there goes our explicit ratings.
Right there. Leave it to Tiffles.
So how many people are on your team, and how do Muggles play Quidditch?
Well,
that's a great question.
Officially on our roster, we have 22 people right now, but just...
How about for active members?
That
only
are
14.
Yeah. Because not everybody's able to make it to every practice, and just
a few people with injuries still.
Yeah. Mm. So
magical injuries or actual just like
actual physical injuries, unfortunately.
Okay,
it's
Brandon. Brandon though, he might.
Oh my god!
It.
The worst injury our team's ever had. One of our beaters. We'll explain what they do later. Basically, they throw dodgeballs. That's their whole job. He literally threw the ball so hard, he dislocated his arm.
Wow.
And it was
in the middle
beautiful.
Of a Quidditch match. He got what he was trying to hit,
yeah.
But he dislocated his arm. He wasn't able to play for the rest of the season.
I kind of wish we had like a high speed camera when that happened.
Did you hear pop?
Like, yeah. I think he did. Oh. Just get a high speed camera and just get framed shots of that.
That'd be awesome. Did you pop it right in right there on the field?
We took him to the hospital.
That's good.
Yeah.
So. How do you play Quidditch, though? That's the question.
Okay, so...
A lot of high sticking?
You know what? I think we can we can just start from the basics for people who maybe haven't heard of Quidditch and just build from there.
Okay.
So we have a...
We play on the pitch.
Yeah. Pitch is the field or whatever you want to call it.
You have three hoops at each end.
Yeah.
One tall, one medium, one small.
They're each about a little over a meter.
Yeah, okay. So it's not super hard to get in, but it's not easy either.
Yeah.
And, it's about the size of a hockey rink, more or less. That's what I often tell people.
All right.
You start off with four different positions.
There are four different positions. You have chasers, beaters, seekers, and keepers. Chasers are the easiest to understand because they're the point keepers. They're the people with the quaffle.
Which is just a deflated volleyball for our purposes, but quaffle.
They're the ones that try to get the quaffle through the hoop to score 10 points.
And it's 10 points for any of the hoops. Doesn't matter if you get it in front or back. Just 10 points.
Oh, no.
Also, note, if you put the ball through your own hoops, that counts against you.
That happened.
Ah!
One of our players got confused and put the quaffle through
He passed it to the keeper through the hoop, and we were all just like...
No,
it was really bad, but it's okay.
It was funny though.
It was really
funny.
It was
funny. Great.
All Muggles.
He was so confused.
Yeah, and you have three of those. You have one keeper. They're basically a fourth chaser. Just they have special privileges when behind what's called the keeper's own line.
Okay.
So goalie box, I guess.
They can't be beat while they're in that box.
Mm-hmm.
When they have possession of the ball when they're in that box, they can't really be done anything to.
Yeah, basically just keeper possession, and then the other team has to move back to their side of the field, get ready for
you
defense.
You can't
tackle
them, get in front of them, anything.
Yep.
You can beat them at other times?
Yes.
You can beat them once they're outside of the keeper zone.
And what does beat count as?
Okay.
Well, that's the second to last position.
Beaters. So we have three bludgers, which are dodgeballs. They are... So we have four.
There are
my words are working.
There are four beaters on the field.
Yes,
two for each team.
There are only three bludgers.
So one team inevitably will have two, and one will have the other.
This
so.
Is what's called bludger control.
So,
which kind of sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
you're a beater. You can describe it.
Yeah.
Play better than I can.
So basically, the bludger is again just a dodgeball. If you get hit with it, you have to drop whatever ball you're holding and dismount your broom, and then head back to your own hoops. Then you can remount and you're back in. So we're primarily a defensive position, so if they're coming at us with a quaffle trying to score, just hit them with a bludger, they have to go back.
The whole broom thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's. while doing all of this, you must have a broom between your legs, which for our purposes is just PVC.
Yeah, we use just a length of PVC pipe because any broom with bristles is a mess.
It just gets really...
They break off
really
and get
fast.
Everywhere.
But it looked like you had striped them or something with
yes.
tape.
Yes,
most teams try to stripe them with duct tape for like a team flair. So we didn't have that in the past, but we finally upgraded. Mm-hmm.
We have color coordinated caps on each of them because each position has a different color. We all wear headbands to show what position you are.
Okay.
White for chaser, black for beater,
green for keeper.
Yellow for seeker, green for keeper.
Yep.
And seeker is the last position.
Yes.
That's for the golden snitch, which so many people ask us about.
That's like the second most common thing.
Yeah, people are like, how does the snitch work? So the golden snitch is a person, and they wear yellow shorts with a small, like,
basically
tennis,
like,
ball and a sock hanging from their, right above, like, their butt.
It's Velcroed.
It's Velcroed, so, like, the goal is to grab it.
To rip it off, kind of like in flag football.
Yeah, okay.
And it's worth 30 points instead of 150, which I think we can all agree was the worst thing wrong with Quidditch.
Yeah, that was the stupid...
So it's 30, it's 30 points, and it ends the game, but it doesn't define the game.
Okay.
Like, yeah, one time Crumb caught the snitch and Ireland still won, but what is that, 2% of games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, So there are two seekers, one for each team. The seekers have to try to get the ball. The thing is, the snitch doesn't give a shit. The snitch doesn't have any rules. The snitch has like three rules.
Well, okay. That was rule book. Okay. Back in rule book one, there were only two rules.
Well, like, as far as physical contact, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, because the snitch, they can push you, they can pull you, they can throw you to the ground, they can steal your broom, they can shove you, roll you over, drag you literally across the pitch. That happened to me my very first
game. They can rip your broom out from under you.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. And you can only really, like, move around them and grapple them. You can't really tackle them or anything.
So we are currently... USQ is our governing body, United States Quidditch. We are currently on the 10th version of the rulebook right now. We've actually been around for about 10, 11 years.
Really?
I can get into the history later.
Not the UNCC Quidditch team, itself.
We've been here longer than the UNCC football team. I'm just saying.
More legit, yes.
But, so the very first version of the rulebook, you read through it, it's adorable. Because instead of red and yellow cards, the refs had colored wands, capes were required.
Aww.
And, okay, this is the part I'm, like, a little salty about, just because it was kind of stupid. The snitch only really had two rules. Stay within a mile radius of the pitch, and break no state, federal, or local laws. That is actually it.
So they could just, like, hop in a car and go for coffee.
Pretty much, like...
within a mile.
Yeah, that has happened, is snitches going in cars, climbing buildings, because that's when a lot of the first news articles came about. Just like, oh, look at this adorable snitch, just, like, climbing buildings.
Oh my goodness.
And it's just grown a lot since then, honestly.
Turned into a real sport.
I would really encourage people to check out the Netflix documentary Mudbloods for more about...
Mudbloods, all right.
It's about the team at UCLA going to World Cup.
Whoa.
Nice.
So who plays the snitch if it's a sort of independent person?
Well, because they're halfway between equipment and official. Like, they technically play for the ref, but they have equipment attached to them.
Uh-huh. So it's a really interesting.
Do you
position.
Have like a snitch on your team? Does each team have a snitch, or
just
somebody?
A snitch. So what you'll typically do is, because snitches are volunteers, like refs are, is when they sign up, you just make sure they're not snitching when their team is playing or for their team.
Yeah. Other than that, a lot of snitches, a lot of teams will just have people that snitch
in like their part time or their spare time.
And we're not talking telling on people.
No.
We're talking about actually...
Snitches give stitches, basically.
Yeah, they give stitches, they don't...
I'd like to be a snitch, I think.
I feel like you'd be good at it.
Would a snitch actually be like...
What's that mean? A fat joke?
Yeah,
same here. Snitch to be like more of a linebacker kind of person? Or would you want the snitch to be more like a runner?
You can be either.
It really doesn't matter.
See?
Those are the two varieties. Is some people just use raw speed and agility and just
my cat-like reflex.
Do you want Spider-Man or do you want Hulk?
There are people that are just tanks, and you have to push at them over
especially,
and over and try to
people
just
with wrestling
through.
Backgrounds.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Greco style.
Pretty much.
So did you like read Harry Potter and think I must play Quidditch?
Well, that's a separate thing.
A lot of people actually don't get into Quidditch because of Harry Potter. A lot of people haven't even read Harry Potter, including me.
We don't shun her at all.
I haven't read Harry Potter. I've seen all the movies, of course, but
We've seen the movie.
You haven't actually read the books.
No, I read the first book and then just
I will admit I am actually on the opposite end of that spectrum. Love Harry Potter so much. Hufflepuff pride.
Thank you. Yes. Hufflepuff pride.
It was very...
I've never seen Carol so excited in all my life.
It was a very important part. It was a very important thing to me when I was a kid, and just, you know, it seemed like the right thing to do when I got to college. Plus, some of my friends who, like, started at Charlotte a year before me, they're like, Connor, they've got a Quidditch team. You gotta join. I'm just like, yes.
Funny enough, actually, all of our four officers are one of the four different positions and of all the different houses.
Nice. Like, let's see, Gwen's Slytherin.
Slytherin and a Seeker. Connor's a Hufflepuff and a Beater.
Jack is a Keeper and Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm. And
Kayla's Ravenclaw.
Kayla's a Ravenclaw and a Chaser.
Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff is better.
Like,
whatever.
Okay.
Party team.
Slight other thing I'm bitter about is in places like Hot Topic or just...
Matt, did you ever do the Sorting Hat?
Anytime you see Hogwarts merchandise, it's always Gryffindor.
It's always Gryffindor.
And Slytherin. Like, sometimes, because they're like, oh, we're the bad ones.
I bet he's actually Hufflepuff, to be honest.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You can take
Hufflepuff
the test
is
later.
Awesome.
We're like
the party
hobbits.
House.
Their common room is basically a hobbit house.
Yeah, it's next to the kitchen.
It's wonderful.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Our head of household is Professor Sprout. She's professor of herbology.
It's implied.
Get
okay.
Some herbs over there.
So are your games public? Are there ones
yes,
that people
very,
can come
yeah,
and see? And
very
what are
much.
Your next ones?
Oh,
and
of course. That's
tell us more stuff.
Okay, because
this
actually,
is all about you guys.
We actually were at a tournament this past weekend. We were attended the 4th annual Minerva Cup hosted by UNC Greensboro.
Oh cool.
We did not do well.
We had a lot of fun, though. We have an entirely new team, basically.
More
so
or less.
We're having to start from square one,
but
which is
everyone's
not fun,
learning.
But yeah, everyone is definitely learning. We had a lot of mishaps the first couple games, but we had a good time.
Do you have to try out to be part of the team?
No.
Technically, yes, but ultimately,
there
no.
is no tryout.
The real tryout is show up.
Basically. So it's kind of like roller derby, because we had the Charlotte roller derby on here, and they're like, you show up, you put on skates, we'll throw
I
you out there.
I have a list of roller derby names somewhere.
I've always wanted to try that. That sounds like a
dude,
fun
you'd be
time.
Great.
Yeah.
We can connect you.
Yeah.
I
will look at that later.
I just haven't done
well, it. And they're always needing refs, too. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And volunteers of any sort. But
yeah,
it's just kind of
like,
anybody
show
up,
who would
we'll
put skates on. And they even say, if you don't want to put on skates, we have things you can do.
One of our big tournaments is actually coming up in a few weeks on the 22nd. This is our 4th annual Charlotte Gold Rush Cup.
That's the same day as the Geek Gala.
I know.
What time is it, though?
It's more in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be done at around 2 or 3.
Oh, cool. We can always add that as a local event.
We have about 7 teams coming. We're still working out who, because 21 teams applied.
Whoa.
Last year we had 20 teams come, so this year we're
there were 20.
7.
Wow.
So a smaller 8-team tournament, and
our entire governmental structure for like the club officers wise got completely switched after last semester because all of the officers were either defected from the team or seniors. They're defected traitors.
Okay. Point is, like, they just kind of got burned out. Wanted to leave, and also just some people.
Yeah, no. We understand. We're
making
fun of them.
We're all kind of newbies. Well, not really myself, like, because I took on officer positions before all that, but this is still fairly new to me.
How long does a game take, roughly?
Well, that's actually one of the hardest things.
Okay.
Because, unlike most normal sports, we don't have a clock or a time limit. Like, time ticks up because the snitch isn't released until 18 minutes.
Okay.
Just so teams have enough time to build up points. But, like, you have averages. It's usually around 25 to 35. I have seen a game last 50 minutes, but it just doesn't happen. So you have statistics rather than a number, which was nice.
Cool.
But, and then to find out more about you guys online, they would go to?
They would go to charlottequidditch.com or our Facebook page, Charlotte Quidditch at UNCC.
Do we have a Tumblr yet?
let's not talk. It's not ready.
Oh, it's not ready. It's in the works.
Yes.
There's a Tumblr tumbling around there.
That's right.
And a Snapchat one day.
Yeah, the Snapchat I'm actually going to be making later tomorrow.
Don't do Ash and the Evil Dead because that's all Matt.
I'll
show you.
It'll be Charlotte.
Not now.
It'll be at C Quidditch if it's not taken, or we'll put it out somehow.
C Quidditch isn't going to be taken.
CLT Quidditch.
Maybe. Yeah. I just liked their page, so there.
Thank you.
There you go.
We'll be posting whenever
we're going to take CLT Quidditch.
We're going to squat on it. CLT for big bucks treasure.
And then after your tournament on the 26th, you guys could all do a victory thing by coming to the Geek Gallery.
There you go.
Nice.
We're actually trying to build a tabletop Quidditch game.
Ooh.
We were testing out the...
We would love to help.
Yeah, we'd be totally down.
Because we're also huge nerds. Have Pathfinder.
I'll show you what we're going to do after the break. So, you know, we'll have you guys stay overnight. You can go stay out in the garage. There's a very nice guy named Field there, and it is New Sponge Day. So,
if you ever listen to any of our podcasts, you know
who
Field is.
That Field is there.
I was very scared for a second.
And then we'll hopefully have you guys come back tomorrow and talk to us about the news and TV shows and stuff like that.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Just nod. All right, Carol, hit the damn button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Do 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 do.